opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are ready for college football. It is right around the corner. I've got your top 10 matchups to look forward to this fall. And if you guys haven't been dialed in, this may be your reintroduction.
I'm sorry for the boring drums, Jim.
Oh, sorry. I knew. The number 10 matchup is your first Saturday post-Labor Day, your first Saturday night in September. Iconic brands, we are so back. It's Michigan at Oklahoma. Bryce Underwood hits the road. We'll see what he's made of against the defensive head coach, desperate coaching for his job this season. They hit the portal aggressively in Norman. Number 10 matchup. Stoney?
I definitely want to see that game. I mean, you have two historic programs. You mentioned the Underwood thing. I know people who are actually going to the game because they go to one road Michigan game a year. And
this is the one.
That's the one, and ticket prices are out of control for this game, too.
Spread's 2.5. Supposed to be a close game.
This is personally the game I am looking most forward to this upcoming season. Stoney, I am one of those people that is going to the game. Me and my brother are going with a pair of friends.
Oh, that's right. You have a brother who lives down there, right?
Yeah, and so we're going to this game. Jim, you nailed it. This is a big year for Venables. Had a good year two sandwich between 2-6-6 seasons. So this is huge for Oklahoma.
And it's a launching pad game. Like, the winner of this game is going to have a conversation. The loser, awful start.
No, this is a perfect helmet game. Like, and they've only played once, right? Wasn't it like a 76 Orange Bowl or something I read about? Yeah. So this is so refreshing just to see, like, on the field, these two uniforms matched up against each other. No idea what's going to happen, but I just wish it was a little bit later.
See, but you need some big games early, and that's my number 9 game is actually a kickoff game.
Week 0?
Week 1.
Week 1?
Week 1 actually has 3 games on my list. We are starting college football with a bang this year, and it's Notre Dame, fresh off a national title runner-up, hitting the road at Miami with Carson Beck August 30th.
Look, anytime Notre Dame plays Miami, you just go back to the
Catholics and convicts.
Yeah, it's so much fun to watch them play against each other. It'll be nice to actually see the Miami Stadium actually filled.
I wish this was in South Bend. It's just a better venue. But
yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's a good one.
Yeah, non-conference game, not involving the Big Ten or the SEC. So you have a little variation here. Yeah, I'm really excited for this one. Kind of like Notre Dame going on the road at Texas A&M last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm not a fan of the heavily populated great games on opening week. We can get to more of that as we go through this.
Yeah.
But I do like that this matchup is there, the history, the tradition, and it's going to be hot.
Oh, yes.
Number 8.
Could be affected by a hurricane, by the way.
Well. Number 8, Bama at Georgia. You might be thinking, why is this at 8? It could be way higher on the list.
Yeah. First, you know why I'm really looking forward to this game is because they, even though they're in the same conference, they don't play a lot. The games they have played have been, you know, the SEC championship game, the national championship game with the Tua throw. I can't remember off the top of my head, and I'm sure Jimmy obviously would probably know, and even Kenny, because they're, you know, bigger Georgia honks around here. I can't remember the last time they actually played at Sanford Stadium.
It might have been the blackout Stafford game.
Wow. Could it really be that long?
I know that was at Bama, that game.
At Georgia.
Or at Georgia, yes. I mean.
Greg, what do you think of the matchup?
Look, it's a good matchup, but I think we do have an SEC that can be littered with a lot of these games. So, yeah, it can be a big matchup, two big brand names that have dominated college football over the last half decade. You know, we'll see how this shapes the SEC in the first month of the season going forward.
I think this game should be ranked one or two.
I know this you is would. Still you the love this game.
This is the vintage game. This is the playoff tone setter. Determines who kind of controls their destiny more, the winner does, and the loser already is, you know, getting a tight sphincter. I think this should be probably
one, two, or three.
Probably two.
Okay, look, loaded defenses, NFL talent, both are bringing in new quarterbacks. I got better games, and we'll keep it moving because number seven to me is LSU hosting Florida. This is a night game on ABC.
Ooh, the night game at LSU.
DJ Lagway breakout season. Can they win at Death Valley? You got Nussmeier slinging it the other side. I think this could be a high-scoring, late-night thriller on September 13th.
Oh, it's a great game to watch. It's also, you know, hang out, watch the game, and you got to get up early for opening game in the NFL season the following day, right?
Yeah, I do think this is more of a kind of a throwback to the mid to late 2000s. I mean, we'll see how it plays out this year. It is early in the season again, so we'll see that fork in the road SEC game early.
And that's the key. If Florida does pull this off, it sets them up for a game where they host Texas in the Swamp later, but that game won't matter if they don't get this one.
And if LSU loses, the heat will start coming on Brian Kelly.
Yep.
Well, I mean, we'll get the other one. They have a tough game to start the season, LSU.
Yes.
But this is actually one of my favorite games of the year. I think this is one of the rivalries they play every year no matter what that usually delivers from a competition standpoint. It's like no matter how good or bad either team is, this is the other one always rises up. Like I'll remember the Joe Burrow team. Florida gave them a lot of trouble, probably gave them their toughest game of the year.
Number six, the top 10 must-watch games ahead of college football. Oregon at Penn State, September 27th, already announced as a whiteout.
Oh.
I know Penn State was upset last year about not getting a proper whiteout. This is Oregon's biggest test of the year. They don't play Ohio State in the regular season. They got to go to a true Big Ten venue. And Penn State, once again, a preseason darling.
Look, Drew Aller against Detroit's own Dante Moore. We'll see if Dante Moore, you know, has gotten better since his time at UCLA. That's going to be a great game, absolutely, especially it's a night clash. Love it.
Probably big noon, it might be. I will say that this is a conference game, but it's different seeing Oregon travel to Penn State, big atmosphere, rematch of last year's Big Ten title game.
Yeah, it's a rematch game of the Rose Bowl from years and years ago, right?
The Dan O'Neill, Kajana Carter game, yes.
I'm looking forward to this one. This is a fresh matchup for the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. I know they played last year in the Big Ten championship game, but I can totally see Oregon, just with their history, going in there and winning this game.
It puts Penn State on the ropes then if you want to get to the Big Ten title. Number five, a kickoff game. LSU Clemson, pair of Heisman favorites going toe-to-toe in the Battle of Death Valley with a 7:30 kick.
Yeah. I mean,
this doesn't do it for you?
No.
Because there's something about Dabo, that's why.
Probably. Because I'll be out of town and probably won't be able to watch.
All right, Stoney, come on. This is great. This is non-conference, high-profile, week one matchup, and on campus. This is everything we love about college football. Come on, Stoney.
I love when these games are not on some sterilized,
yes,
neutral
that's
party.
That's true.
I couldn't believe this wasn't in Atlanta. Seriously.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think this is probably ranked just about where it should be. Very, very dangerous game for LSU, considering the gauntlet of the rest of their schedule that it is. Like, you can totally see Brian Kelly just jacking this game up.
Number four, the game, Ohio State at Michigan. Sure, you're the reigning champs, but can you beat the Wolverines? Jeremiah Smith's already talking trash. We'll see what Bryce Underwood looks like at the end of the season.
Yeah, and Michigan had a recruit, I just said, that they signed, some defensive back who said he's never losing to Ohio State. Whatever. I do want to see which young quarterback plays well. It's going to be very interesting. Either team, especially Michigan, might be playing to get into the Big Ten championship game.
Should this be higher?
Well,
yes.
Yes, it should always be higher.
But I don't know if Michigan's going to bring enough oomph late in the season. Like, if they already have a couple losses, it's not bigger than the games I have 1, 2, and 3.
See, this is either 1 or 2 with Georgia and Alabama. These are the signature programs in college football still. Those four.
It's a year-to-year sport.
Game, last year changed everything for this game. Michigan could be 5 and 6, but because it's in Ann Arbor and what happened last year, that upset the magnitude of that. This makes this a 1 or 2 game.
Long way away.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Number 3, I have Texas at Georgia. The Bulldogs beat the Longhorns twice last year, including in the SEC title game. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Anyway, this is Arch Manning's biggest test of the year. It's late in the season. It's November 15th.
This won't be as great a Georgia team as they've had in the past. But it's still Georgia. Sark, sometimes in these big games, they screw it up at the end. But yes, I want to see Arch Manning play at Sanford Stadium.
Another game you mentioned late in the season, so it is a long way away. We got to see how the SEC regular season plays out until then. So it's a little bit of TBD for me.
These are national title favorites, and you get a great venue late in the season. Tom?
Yeah, this is to be top three for sure between Georgia, Bama, Ohio State, Michigan.
Okay, so you're not going to like mine because you've already placed your top three.
Yep.
So here's where we get into some disagreements. My number 2 game to look forward to, it's Penn State at Ohio State. We're into November, November 1st. A spot in the Big Ten title is on the line. Top 2 teams in the Big Ten preseason, and we finally figure out, Drew Aller, Penn State, is this the year?
Look, it's a huge game. There's no doubt about it, but except for the 1 year where they had the block punt, Penn State will be winning the game even in Columbus, and Franklin or somebody will just screw it up and Ohio State will end up winning.
This game is more impactful for the Big Ten title than Michigan-Ohio State. That's why I have it ahead of it.
It could be because Penn State is, you know, considered maybe the best team in the Big Ten.
Look, they are two favorites ranked both higher than Michigan in terms of favorite in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, we thought Penn State at home last year was their year to beat Ohio State, and they didn't. So, look, we got to see. Mm-hmm. You got to show me, James Franklin.
He's going to be on the hot seat this year, and so is Brian Kelly, because I think LSU and Penn State are going to falter to expectations.
Last one, and this is number 1 on every list. It's week 1. It's Texas at Ohio State. Need I say more?
No. Arch Manning's debut as a starter, basically.
Yeah.
You know,
against the reigning national champs. Mm-hmm. Two teams that will be preseason top 5. It's Corso's last game on game day.
Oh.
All the pageantry of college football is back in a big way.
And it's a great bit of a free roll for both teams. Like, you're not going to get punished for losing either of those games from either side. And I will mention this. In 2005, Texas went into Ohio State. Late game touchdown from Vince Young to Lima Swede kicked off their national title run.
Does this deserve number one?
No, because it shouldn't be opening week. A game of this magnitude, of these teams' level, the college rust, at least be week two. I don't like this game week one.
Wow.
You don't like my opinion. I could tell by your look there.
Oh, here's what I don't
like.
You
want to say something real mean to me.
All right. Explain to me how Alabama LSU is not on this list.
I had it as an honorable mention, but I think LSU will be falling apart by then.
So the games I left out and I struggle with, guys, there's a lot of good games. That's one of them. It's at night. It's November 8th. The other one was Boise State travels to Notre Dame, two playoff teams from a year ago. Can the little guy get back without Ashton Jeanty? And the other one is Red River, which I felt bad leaving out because we'll see what Oklahoma's made of this year after hitting the portal.
That's right. Well, also, if they beat Michigan, that game will be
even bigger.
I got two sneaky games.
Yeah?
Clemson at North Carolina on October 4th.
Oh.
Could be with Belichick. We'll see. They get TCU early. But if Clemson and North Carolina are both undefeated going into that game, it's at North Carolina. That's going to, with the Belichick stuff, that could be huge. And then also, Bama at South Carolina, October 25th.
I felt bad not having a South Carolina game in here because Lenore Sellers is worth the price of admission. There you have it. Must-watch games, college football. It's 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.